Rhea. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, what a difference a week makes. Last weekend, we go into Minnesota and win four and outscore them 48-8. And then all of a sudden, this weekend, they come to Cleveland and outscore us 12-2 and sweep us. So I don't know how to explain that. But one thing we know is we have to start winning at home.
Yeah, or play all our games against the Twins in Minnesota. That's the other option, I suppose. As I say, what a difference a week makes. No longer in first place, and it's just one of those. June is coming to an end. Let's focus on the week ahead. The Texas Rangers coming to town, and tonight, I guess, it's a special night for Mike Napoli, right?
Yeah, Mike Napoli's coming to town. First time be able to present him an American League championship ring. He obviously was so instrumental in our fortunes of a year ago. So it'll be nice to, have the fans salute and recognize his efforts for us a year ago. And, we have four against Texas, including a weekday day game this coming Thursday. Then we go to Detroit for four. There's a makeup game there, so it's a day-night doubleheader on Saturday. Then we come home for six more home games. So we have 10 out of the remaining 14 games going into the All-Star break at home. So we need to change it around, our win-loss record, wearing the home whites. I don't know if we're allowed to wear the gray uniforms at home or not, but we need to get some wins going in those home white uniforms.
Hey, Bob, speaking of the All-Star game, Jose Ramirez named AL Player of the Week. What a great week he had. Can we get him elected? Can we get him voted on the All-Star team?
Well, we have a little bit of time left to do that. Going online, Indians.com or MLB.com. And vote. You're allowed to vote up to 35 times a day, so give it a shot. Go there, and anybody listening want to get Jose into the All-Star game as a starter. Terry Francona is the manager of the American League All-Star game, and so I think he may have a pretty good shot of being a reserve on the All-Star team with his own skipper leading the charge in Miami this year.
Talking this morning with Bob DiBiase of the Indians, we talked about the Twins just finishing up. We don't play them, again until August, it looks like, on the schedule, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. We will meet them again in back-to-back weekends. Not back-to-back weekends, but we will see them in August.
Yeah, and then
the end of September. We're only a half game back of those boys at the moment, but we have six more against them this year.
And then we go to Puerto Rico to play them in April. How did that come to be?
Well, baseball trying to spread its wings a little bit and going to San Juan to play a two-game series, and I think our guys would rather play two games in mid-April in San Juan than in Minneapolis. So that works in our favor.
What's with all these four-game series? I know some of them are planned, and then they happened because of the rainout. We have that one in Detroit. Does that change anything? I guess what I've heard Terry Francona, he goes, well, it's whatever the schedule makers do, and we take it, whatever game they give us, that's where we go play, I guess.
Yep, I think that's about the only way you can say it is you're given a schedule, so everybody's given a schedule, so go play it, post up and show up for all of them and see how the dice roll. And, again, the most odd thing this weekend was the fact we're, I think, 1-for-30, if you can imagine that. With runners in scoring position, we had as many base hits as the Minnesota Twins. We just didn't have any in the clutch, and that's something that has, we've struggled with for a little bit this season. And You go 1 for 30 when you have chances to drive home runs. You're not going to win very many ball games. Obviously, this weekend showed that. So we need to do a better job of that. We need to get back to winning at home. I don't know what there's no answer to it. I don't know how to explain it. I don't think anybody in our clubhouse knows how to explain it, other than the fact that we got to get it done at our own place.
Well, we got four chances against Texas. It begins tonight. Carlos Carrasco on the mound. Mike Napoli getting his championship ring presentation as well. And then we head off to Detroit. Bob, we will talk again next Monday. Have a good week.
You got it, boys. Take care. Go Tribe.
And we've got Tribe tickets to give away this morning, courtesy of Dale's Market in Delhi, here on AM 930 WEOL. 3220930, 3220930 is the number to call. Give us a call, 3220930, and you could be a winner from AM 930 WEOL.